श्यामा मंडल मौली मंडन मणि श्यामानुराग स्फुरः द्रुमेद भेद विभाविताकृति वहो काश्मीर गौर छवि स्वाति वोन्मद काम केली तरला माम पातु मंदस्मिता मंदार द्रुम कुंज मंदिर गता गोविंद पंतेश्वरी.
वी आर स्टेटिंग श्रीमन महाप्रभु हु इज द मोस्ट म्यूनिसिसेंट अपियरेंस इन दिस फॉलन कली युग. He is very confidential associate Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Charan is stating his heartfelt prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radharani. He is saying, Oho, she is the crest jewel of the Shyama Naikas and she has goosebumps all over her beautiful body due to her deep anurag for Shyam Sundar. Her bodily splendor is golden like saffron and she is extremely restless in due to love sports. She is crazily in love with Govinda. She is smiling softly and is proceeding towards the flower grove made of wish-fulfilling trees. She is the chief beloved of Govinda. May that Sri Radha protect me. This is his prayer. Oho, such Govinda, Pateshwari, that is the chief consort of Sri Radharani, may she protect me. We have been relishing the explanation of this verse for the past few days. And under the guidance of the Goswamis, we have been relishing the explanation of this verse from the point of view of Maharas. Yesterday we had already raised a question, that is how the researchers, they ask that how can we glorify Srimati Radharani so much? They have accused the Gaudiya Vaishnavas of giving too much importance to Srimati Radharani when she does not deserve it. This is why we have first discussed the how different spiritual philosophies came in India. And in this special Kali Yuga, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he has preached the most munificent gift, the most magnificent, generous gift for all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Along with his Goswamis, he has preached the Manjari Swarup Sadhana. Yet we must remember one thing, that although the Mahajans, although the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas all put together, they may describe volumes and volumes about Radharani, about Radha Tattva, we must remember that it is only a drop in the huge ocean of Radharas. So even though the researchers, they may say that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have gone crazy to write so many volumes, the reality is that it is only a drop. In fact, the living being is so worthless that we have no right to describe her even. So Radharani, she is the embodiment of Prem. And Sriman Mahaprabhu, he has given us that topmost gift, Radha Prem. There was a question about this part yesterday, that Lord Gaurisundar, he accepted the bhav and splendor of Srimati Radharani and he appeared as Gauranga. Our Goswamis have taught us that he is the supreme of the supreme tattva because he is the united vigraha of Radha Krishna. Then how come he was waiting for the right time to appear? It is not possible. This was the question that someone asked me, that why should Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the supreme of the supreme, wait for the right time to bring this gift of Radha Prem? He is powerful. He is so strong. Why should he wait for time? It is true that Mahaprabhu is almighty. It is true that he is param of the param tattva. But that is why we are again bringing out this topic today, to clear this point, that he gave so many people prem, countless number of people prem, and yet there was one Brahmin whom he said, "You are such a sinner, I will not deliver you. In fact, for close of lives, I'm going to feed you to the worms." But of course, in reality, he did not feed him to the worms. He is so compassionate. It happens, although a father is very kind-hearted, if the son is too mischievous, then he gets angry and says that, "I wish I would have killed you at birth." But in reality, the father does not kill the son. Similarly, Mahaprabhu, he told this Brahmin that you go to Shivas, ask for his forgiveness. If he forgives you, then you will be delivered. Why this Brahmin, forget him and his aparad. Even his own mother he did not spare. He was giving prem to everybody except his own mother. She is Sakshat Mahaprabhu's mother, yet she was not getting prem. The devotees, they were so sad. They were requesting Prabhu that, "Prabhu, she is your mummy. Please give her prem." Then the Lord told them, "No, I cannot give her prem because she has committed an offense at the lotus feet of Advaitacharya." So this means this Vaishnava Parad, it is such a huge obstacle. Then just think that due to the fact that she committed an aparad, he could not give her prem. Then if he would have come at the time when the country was Buddhist, how he could have given prem? Each and every Buddhist Indian at that time was an aparadhi, because as our Chaitamita is saying, that Prakrita Korimane Krishna Kalebar, they think that Shri Krishna is just an ordinary mortal, that his body is destructible like ours. What a huge aparad that is. How could he give them prem when he could not give his own mother prem? And what aparad did she have? After all she thought, only she thought in her mind, she did not even speak against him. She used to only think that this Vishwarup, he has associated with Advaitacharya, he has filled some nonsense in his head, So he has become a renounced and he has left home. Now my darling son, Vishwambhar, he is just like a moon. He is the only support of my life. And now this Advaita is going to spoil him. He may also leave. I think everyone calls him Advaita, but actually he is not Advaita. It's natural for a mother to think like this, because it is true. Her son Vishwarup, he was so brilliant. He was such a great son. And by associating with Advaita Acharya, he got the feeling of renunciation and left home. So actually it is natural, this mother's feeling, yet it was Vaishnava Parad. And the Lord Himself cannot crush Vaishnav Aparad. The Lord told, in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, He told Durvasa that, no, I cannot forgive you. I cannot save you. You have to fall at the feet of Ambarish. If He forgives you, then you can have deliverance. This is why our Acharyas, they have written that this time was such at that time in India, when there was atheism, Mayavad, after that. It was not possible, because the breeze was blowing such that it was full of aparad. And at that time, if the Lord would have appeared, he could have appeared. He is almighty. He could have spoken. But then, the people who would be hearing it, their heart would not be able to take this Radha Tattva. Because Radha Ras, it is like crores and crores of infinite ocean of prema. We cannot reveal her to each and every one. The right time, place, people are required. Today is the correct time. And this is why our Acharya has written that, O time, O fate of the present humankind, I pay obeisance to you, O fate, that you have made Radha Tattva appear in front of me. Anyway, now that we have understood this primary philosophy, let us proceed. Saraswati Charan, he is relishing the Maharas. Yesterday we have already seen that how the Ras Naikas, they have got Radharani. And now, keeping Radharani in front of them, under her leadership, they are proceeding to search for Shyam Sundar. The fact that she is the crores and crores of time greater than them, they have accepted it now. Now they are telling her, we have got you, we have found you, we will surely find him. And now they are entering the deep, dark forest, following the footprints of Sri Krishna. Radharani, she said, stop, dear Sakhis, we will not proceed further. He has entered this forest because he wants to move away from us. If we proceed now further into this forest, he will enter deeper and deeper. He will get thorns in his feet. It is so dark. Stones will hurt him. He will suffer because of us. So better we turn back. Let us go back to the place where we had met him first. And let us cry for him. If he is compassionate, he will appear on his own. So once more they returned to the banks of the Jamuna, to that same place, and they wailed from the bottom of their hearts. this is that Gopi Geet. It is a river of infinite nectar. When we are in prema and we suffer from viraha, then our lamentations become extremely sweet. This is why the five songs of Srimad Bhagavatam are extremely sweet, like nectar, and they wet our heart with Krishna prem. Our Sripad Baladev Vidyabhushan has commented very nicely on this. He has written that any loving devotee, forget the Brajagopikas, they are very high, but any loving devotee, when he does not get darshan of his abhishta, his desired love, beloved, and his heart is so thirsty for him, then immediately a huge humility appears in his heart. He becomes extremely humble. And then very freely he gets immense kripa. So if we as sadhaks, if we can enter that stage when we feel the absence of Sri Krishna, if we can feel the suffering of Krishna viraha, when we feel scorched in separation from Sri Krishna, and we can start wailing, we can cry profusely, then we feel the natural humility, humble, that we are worthless, we are good for nothing. This state is much, much more than meeting Sri Krishna himself. Because seeing Sri Krishna does not mean that we will get his kripa. But this particular stage of wailing, lamentation, humility, this immediately draws profuse kripa from Sri Krishna. And it is a stage actually of great joy. Of course, the gopis, they are on extremely high level. Their prema is something beyond our conception. Amongst all loving devotees, they are in the topmost class. Narad Muni is telling in Bhakti Sutra that these Braja Gopikas, they are the ultimate ideals for all loving devotees. So whenever we want to perform Raganuga Sadhana, we keep the Gopi's mood in front of us and we follow in that mood. While Radharani, she is embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the chief amongst the gopis. All our acharyas, whoever have explained Srimad Bhagavatam, they have become wonderstruck by Gopi Geet. And each acharya has stated that he is stupefied by Gopi Geet. It depends on that acharya's prema, how much prema he has, how much kripa he has. According to that, he has explained. Our acharyas, they have been stupefied, mesmerized, wonderstruck by Gopi prema. Our Raghunath Das Goswami extolled Gopi Geet in his Mukta Charitram, the Gopi prema, sorry, in Mukta Charitram. our Saraswati Pad, he has glorified Gopi Prem in his texts. They are all scholars, huge scholars, pandits. They have said that the Gopi Prem, it is the highest, the topmost. Here we have a doubt that so many acharya scholars, they are extolling Gopi Geet. But this Gopi Geet, what is it? It is just a cry. The gopis are just crying. How can crying be a song? When someone sings, we should feel happy after hearing that song. If someone is crying and we hear that crying, then we don't feel happy. So why should we glorify Gopi Geet so much? It is just a crying. It's so sad. People should sing to make others happy. And the gopis are singing in such a sad mood. Here we must remember that when ordinary people, they cry, then it is sad. We cannot call it a song. But when a lover cries for Shri Krishna, then it is the most joyful, the most relishing sound. Shri Krishna, he was so much overwhelmed by the lamentation of the gopis that he suddenly appeared in front of them out of nothing as Manmatha Manmatha, the one who agitates the heart of the agitator of hearts. And just as earlier they had reached high level of despair, misery, now they reached the highest level of ecstasy. And Govinda, he brought them to the gardens on the banks of the Jamuna. The gopis, they were wondering where we will make him sit, because they were just crying, they were running here and there in a state of craziness, like mad. They did not think that when our beloved Shyam Sundar appears before us, we have to arrange for an asan for him. So they were not carrying anything with them. So what did they offer him to sit on? They offered their dupatta, which was wet with their tears, which was wet with the kajal of their eyes. It was black and wet. And they offered this asan for him to sit. And Govinda, that same Sachidananda Parabrahma, whose seat is the mighty Garud, he sat with the most pleasure on that asan, because it was not an asan, it was premasan. That asan itself had become prem personified. Our Acharya has written that Kim Bhushanam Kaustubha Bhushanaya, that what seat are you going to offer to that person whose seat is the mighty Garud? What ornament are you going to put on that deity whose ornament is the Kaustubh diamond? What offering are you going to make? What naivedya you are going to offer to that person whom Lakshmi Devis are serving, and Saraswati is the maidservant of his feet? What glorification you are going to sing in front of him? So the only thing what we can give him that he will accept is prema. Anyhow, today is a grand day, the appearance day of Sri Sri Radha Kund. Every year we relish the appearance of Radha Kund. This is an eternal abode. All tirthas, holy places, they reside eternally in this dham. The Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, they are eternally present in Golok Vrindavan. But on this earth, they have appeared in a very interesting manner. So, we shall relish it. In Adi Varaha Puran, we read in short how the two Kundas had appeared. That the Puran is saying that Ganga and all other holy places, they appeared in this place, and Shri Krishna, he hit the earth with his heel to make all these holy places appear. And then all the tirthas, they begged to enter Radha Kund. So Radha Kund has become the topmost place on planet Earth. Radha Kund is the holiest of holy places. Shri Krishna, he killed Arishtasur, and our Srila Vishwanath Chakraborty Pad, he has written it very nicely, that how Shri Krishna, after killing this Arishtasur, Radharani told him in front of all the gopis that you are a sinner. You have killed Arishtasur, who came in the disguise of a bull. So you are a sinner, you are a cattle killer, cow killer, and you deserve to go to the worst of hellish planets. I don't think we should associate with you, because we don't want to contract the same sins. Govinda asked her humbly that, oh, you are so foolish. You are illiterate cowherd girls. He was an asur. You saw he was an asur. You saw his terrible form. He was not actually a bull. So how can you say that I am a sinner? Radharani said, don't you remember when Indra killed Vritrasur, then he got the punishment for killing a Brahmin. Was Vritrasur actually a Brahmin? He was an asur. The whole world knew it. But still he got the punishment. And you are the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are a cowherd and you have killed a cow. Then how much more punishment you deserve? You call us illiterate. We have got instruction in religion from Gargi, Maitreyi, Paunamasi. But you are the illiterate person who never got any religious instruction, or you don't know etiquette. Because you never went to anybody to get teaching. So Radharani told him, look here, if you don't do something to destroy your sins, we are refusing that you to come anywhere close to you. Now this was a disaster for Govinda. So he had to ask them that, please tell me what I can do to make you change your views. So he said, okay, tell me now, Then the gopis told him, yes, you have one option, go. And you go and take a bath in each and every holy water in the universe, because there is no other way for a cow killer. Sri Krishna was so angry, said, what rubbish? You want that I should die. How many years it will take me just to take bath in the holy water of this earth? And you want me to take bath in the holy water of the entire universe? So in short, you just want me to die. But I am not going to die so easily. I will survive. I will call each and every Tirtha over here itself. So he called each one of them by name and said, Yagacha, Yagacha, means come here, come here, come here, you come here, like that. And there a nice kunda was formed. This is Shyamkund. He said, look, you gopis, a beautiful kund I have made. Now I am going to bathe in this and I am going to emerge all purified. You understand now how foolish you are? You have never done a single good work in all your life. So what more can I expect from you? The gopis, they told Radharani that, Radhe, beware. Now this guy will make life hell for us, because every day we have to hear from him now what a beautiful kund he has made. It will be unbearable. So, please, we have to do something about this. So, hundreds and crores of gopis, they started digging the earth, and Radharani, she dug with her kangan, with her bangle. And all gopis also dug, and very beautiful lake was formed. Lake was very nice. Krishna, he told them, like he crowed at them, that what is the use of making a lake? No water. What is a lake without water? Okay, I take pity on you, because you have worked so hard. I am ready to lend you some water from my kund, because you know I am not so miserly like you people. Radharani immediately, she screwed her nose and said, no, not never. Your water, it is full of cow killing. You have bathed there and all your sins are there. We don't want such polluted water. We will bring water from Manasi Ganga. We will form a chain up to Manasi Ganga. And Sakhis will pick up with pitcher. They will pass on the pitcher. And like that we will fill my kund. He says, this is not the water of cow killing. You understand, you foolish gopis. This is holy water from all universe. How can there be any sin remaining in this? She said, look, you are a confirmed liar. So, we don't believe you. So then, Sri Krishna, he called them, the Tirthas, and he said, please prove it to her. So each and every Tirtha got up, paid her obeisance and said, I am Bhagavati Ganga, I am Jamuna, I am Saraswati, I am Kheer Sagar, like this. Then ultimately they prayed to her that, oh Ishwari, who knows your glory? Even Brahma, Shivji, Narad Muni, they do not know your glory. Your greatness is beyond everybody's conception. Everyone is just glorifying you. They want to become a speck of dust at your feet. Only one person knows your greatness, and he is that one who bows his peacock feather at your lotus feet. He is the one who puts Alta on your lotus feet. He holds your feet to his bosom and kisses your feet. So he is that Shyamasundar. So please, Ishwari, have mercy on us. If you do not do kripa on us, what was the use of coming here? We have come from far away places actually for your darshan. Radharani said, all right. You tell me clearly, what do you want? So the Tirtha said, our only one desire, that we want to live in your kund. So Radharani, she immediately whirled her big eyes at Sri Krishna. She looked at him with the corner of her eyes to tell him that, so you see why they have come? And then she looked at them and said, come. She gave a mocking smile at her sweetheart and said, it's like saying, ki tumne to bahut bahaduri dikhai. So you have shown, displayed great bravado, but
bravo.
But now you see what is the truth. And then no one dug a canal. No one made any effort or labor. The Tirthas just pushed through the Sangam and rushed into Radha Kund. Radha Kund ki jai. And now Govinda, when he saw the beautiful kund, he said, Radhe, I bless you that your kund will always remain greater, more glorious than my kund. The gopis said, we don't need your blessing, that's natural. But Shyam Sundar, he was very sweet. He is very sweet. He did not mind whatever they were saying. He said, Radhe, I will always take bath in your kund. And whoever takes bath in your kund will always get my kripa. Whoever resides on the banks of Radha Kund will get my kripa. Radharani said, Shyam, I too will take bath in your kund. And devotees will get my kripa as well. So this is the great Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. And tonight, this beautiful kund had appeared. And on its banks, the fresh cloud-like Shyam Sundar and the lightning-like Radharani, they met with each other, they united with each other to perform Ras dance on the banks of Radha Kund. Our most compassionate Lord Gaurasundar's very confidential associate, our dear Das Goswami Pad, he chose this spot as his bhajan sthali. This is the earth on which he wailed, he lamented in Virah, and he cried here that, O Radhe, when will I get the position, when will I serve you as your Kinkari? And we see in his Radha Kunda Stotram that whosoever, it is whosoever, not necessary a devotee or a Vaishnav, but whosoever pays dandavat to Radha Kund, whosoever does puja of Radha Kund, whosoever does parikrama of Radha Kund, serves Radha Kund in any manner, he is bound to get Radha Prem. And what is the pledge that our Das Goswami has declared in this stotra. It is like you plant a seed, and in front of your eyes, that seed, it turns into a sapling, then a small plant, a tree, it gets flowers, fruits, the fruit ripens, you take the fruit and eat it. It happens in something like 5 minutes. So the same way, our Das Goswami, he is pledging, if we serve Radha Kund, then Radharani's kripa, it showers on such a person immediately. And immediately he will become, or she will become, Radharani's, that Manjari Bhav will awaken in her heart. Our Mahajan has written so nicely that Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, they are Sar. Sar in Bengali, it means lake. But actually they are not Sar, but they are Ras. Because if you make the opposite of Sar, it is Ras. So these Kunds are not Sar, but they are Ras. They are full of Ras. And what is kept in the bosom of Radha Kund? It is a prem which is akin to that of Radharani. When we take bath tonight at Radha Kund, we must remember, we must meditate that in what mood we should take bath. In the mood of Radharani's maidservant as her Sakhi Manjari. In this mood we should take bath. In this kund, that this is not water, but it is Radha Premras. So Radharani, she is the main creeper of Prem, and her leaves and branches, they are all her Sakhis and Sakhi Manjaris. These Sakhi and Sakhi Manjaris, they are happier when Radharani unites with Shri Krishna. They are not interested in getting service or pleasure themselves, but they are happy just to serve the main creeper. This is why if we really want to know the tattva, the truth of Radha Kund, if we want to relish Radha Kund, then we have to do this in the mood of Manjari. Our Mahajan has written that when Krishna, he is so much eager to meet Radharani, when he is thirsting for her, then he sees no way to meet her, then he takes the shelter of Manjari. He begs of her to unite him with her. So it is best to bathe in Radha Kund, or to serve Radha Kund in the mood of Radharani's dear sweet kinkari. Today is so joyous occasion. All devotees have come from all over the world. And when Radha Kund and Shyam Kund has appeared, then at that time of night, all devotees will plunge into Radha Kund. It is so joyous, and they will all get prem, which is akin to that of Radharani. You devotees, you are very, very fortunate. Our dear Das Goswami Pad, he is such a great renunciate. He is the only child of kings, and yet he has come here and wailed on its banks, just surviving on little bit of buttermilk. He was such a great renounced person, he used to refuse to touch money ever. He ate from the gutters in Neelachal. Yet he bought this entire land of Radha Kund because he wanted to own Radha Kund. a person who had given up king's web. So can we imagine what is Radha Kund? We think that it is the wealth of Sriman Mahaprabhu's devotees, all Bengali Vaishnavs who have come here today following on the footsteps of Sriman Mahaprabhu are so fortunate. It is the wealth, we consider it the wealth of Bengal. We consider it a national heritage. And I will request each and every one of you also to feel that it is a precious wealth for every one of us. It is our bounden duty to protect this place and to serve. We who are living here, we are living here amidst a lot of trouble and tribulation. There are many problems. So I beg of you to keep some kripa drishti on the Vaishnavs who are performing bhajan in this place. With this great wish that you may relish your bathing today in this beautiful Radha Kund and seeking kripa from Sriman Mahaprabhu.